USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 61 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered so far in the United States, at a rate of more than 1.5 million doses given per day. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he would like to see more than 2 million doses administered daily by the end of April. The White House's top medical advisor tells CNN that the federal government is making multiple steps towards that goal.
We're doing community vaccine centers, particularly in those areas where you have demographic groups that are generally underserved. We're putting more vaccines into pharmacies. We're using mobile units to go out into underserved areas to do that. And we're getting what's called vaccinators, people who can actually put the vaccine into people's arms. All of those things are being pushed very, very, I would say, aggressively to make sure we get those vaccines into people's arms as quickly as we possibly can.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Millions of Texans are still under boil orders for their water as the state works to recover from last week's winter storms. President Biden approved a disaster declaration for 77 of the state's 254 counties, allowing some federal assistance to come in. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says his city is in most need of plumbing supplies. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that repairing all of the burst pipes in the area is a large undertaking.
Let me just say right now, with so many homes across the city having pipes that burst because of the frigid weather and major leaks, major water damage, we need a lot of plumbing materials and supplies like right now. We have a number of licensed plumbers, but could use even more. But the main thing is that even when plumbers are going out, it's very difficult to find the necessary materials and supplies. And we are needing water as well for people across the board.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Could an Emirati princess be being held hostage by her own family? Wendy King has more details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The United Nations is asking for proof that the daughter of the ruler of Dubai is alive and safe, less than a week after she posted a video saying she was being held hostage by her family. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said her office reached out to the family and asked for proof of life for Sheikha Latifa bint Mohammed Al Maktoum. The United Arab Emirates Embassy in London released a statement saying that Sheikha Latifa was under the care of her family and medical professionals at her home. On Tuesday, the BBC released a video where she said, "I'm a hostage. This villa is converted into a jail. I'm by myself. No access to medical help, no trial, no charge, nothing." In the videos, she said she fought against the soldiers who tranquilized her, then took her on a private jet to Dubai.
Novak Djokovic captured his ninth Australian Open championship Sunday, beating Daniil Medvedev in straight sets in the final. After the win, Djokovic called the tournament a roller coaster and the most emotionally challenging of his career.
It's hard to compare, but it has been definitely one of the emotionally most challenging Grand Slams that I've ever had, with everything that was happening, you know, injury and off-the-court stuff, quarantines, and has been at least to say, roller coaster ride in the last, 4 weeks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.